This is Lawrence Tuning, and these are my 88 friends.
Me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends. I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one man band. I'm the number one fan. Me and my 88.
Welcome to Me and My 88 Friends. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. This is the 76th episode of our show. Some call it a podcast, some call it a radio show. Whatever you want to call it, I'm glad that you're listening to me right now. It's hard to believe we put down 76 hours of this show. A couple of years ago, my friend Gary Wright, who is the president of Rural Renewal, a great organization that promotes missions all over the world, contacted me and asked me if I would like to do a show. I knew nothing about radio or about announcing or anything like that, but I was delighted to have the opportunity to share songs that I've written over the last 52 years, to be able to interview some ordinary people who have extraordinary stories, and to look at the Word. So here we are, 76 hours later. This episode I'm titling Songs from a Band with No Name. I'm talking, of course, about my current band. I am playing music with wonderful musicians. We got together a couple of years ago to do a concert that was supposed to celebrate 50 years of ministry writing songs. As you know, in 2020, which was the year that our concert was going to be, became known for COVID, and COVID knocked us out of the saddle three times, three attempts, and three cancellations. So what we did in the meantime was to just continue to play together and put together songs for this radio show, because this all happened around the same time frame. So here we are 2 years later, and we're finally getting ready to do our maiden concert, June 12th, 2022, here in Florence, South Carolina, where this show is taped, at Lamb's Chapel Christian Center at 6 o'clock p.m. So if you're living in the area, I hope you can come. We're going to do songs by this group of musicians tonight. I want to start out with a couple of blues flavored songs about Jesus, of course. The first song is If I Didn't Know Jesus, and it will be followed by a song called I Can Do All Things. Thank you.
my back, and that's a fact. About to black out. I didn't know Jesus, there would be hell to pay. I didn't know Jesus, there would be hell to pay. Oh, but Jesus paid it all. They sent me on my way.
See me through.
strengthens me.
That was a song called I Can Do All Things. It's taken from a passage of scripture Apostle Paul wrote here in Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read it for you off of my telephone here. He said, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. That verse has been misquoted and misinterpreted by many people. They put on their walls, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And some people go around saying, I can do anything I want to. I can fulfill my destiny. I can fulfill my dreams. I can do anything through Christ. That's really not what the Apostle Paul was saying when he wrote those words. What he was saying was, I can go through whatever I have to go through. I've learned how to enjoy prosperity, but I've also gone through poverty. And all these things, I can do all things, endure all things, accomplish all things through Christ who strengthens me in every season of life. We're calling this episode Songs from a Band with No Name. We're talking about my current band. It's the Lawrence Tuning Band, but that is not really a cool name, the Lawrence Tuning Band. So I've been looking for a snappy name, but we can't come up with anything. So we're still the band with no name. But we're doing songs that we've been learning over the last couple of years. And doing songs sort of back-to-back in this episode. So I want to do a couple of songs from my first band, which was called The Fishermen. We were together from about 1970 to 1977, something like that. I probably did most of my songwriting back then. I probably wrote more songs during that time frame than any other time. It was the time of the great Jesus movement, great revival. We were singing all over the place on a wing and a prayer. So I want to do a couple of songs from the Fisherman days. The first song is called From Glory to Glory. And basically that song talks about the journey, how God moves us along from one door to another door. That was recorded by my second band, Lawrence Tuning and Eastland Band, but the Fishermen sang it a lot too. So we're going to do the Fisherman song, From Glory to Glory, followed by There Goes a Real Christian Man.
Just one single door. There goes the real Christian man.
You're listening to songs from a band with no name. I play with a bunch of great musicians. So far, we don't have a name as a band. But I want to introduce the band to you. On drums, we have Keith Hamrick. He's the real star of the band. He's the one who was a professional musician in the past. He played for the Atlanta Rhythm Section and later played for Billy Joe Royal. Some of you old-timers like me remember the great song, Down in the Boondocks. That was Billy Joe Royal. Well, Keith is on the drums. On bass is Russell James. On lead guitar is Jason Dowdy. And on acoustic guitar and also rhythm electric guitar, sometimes lead, is Brian Hoogenboom. And I'm the piano player. Elton John had an album out one time called Don't Shoot Me, I'm Just a Piano Player. These are really great guys, great musicians, but great guys also. And I really like the way Jason plays the lead on this next song I want to play. I wrote this song in 1973. It was a fisherman song, and it's basic scripture taken from John 1 and Genesis 1. It's called In the Beginning.
The word was with God. word was God from the beginning. Then the word was made flesh. Dwelt among men. We beheld his glory, he came into his own. And his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God.
Listen to songs by a band with no name. My band that doesn't have a name other than Lawrence Tuning and Band. But we've been learning songs that I've written many years ago for this radio show. And I want to do a couple of songs that were written during the pastoring years when I lived in Massachusetts for 16 years. During that time, I did a praise and worship tape. It wasn't all praise and worship, but I did a cassette tape at the basement studio of my good friend Andy Pinkham from Reading, Massachusetts. And I want to play two songs that we recorded on that praise and worship tape, but redone by my current band. The first song is called I Don't Want to Keep You Hid. Now, I've been criticized about that title because I've been told that it's not correct English. It should be, I don't want to keep you hidden. But hid rhymes with did. I didn't want it to say, after all the things you didn't, it's got to rhyme with did. So I looked it up. It's archaic, but it's technically correct. You can say, I don't want to keep you hid. Anyway, that's the name of the song. And I think that was inspired subconsciously by a trip I took to Nashville one time to try to land some songs. And the people whose job was to critique songs sat down with me. And they went through this one and that one and the other one. And they weren't quite as crude as the person in this song was. But I just didn't like the songs being cut up and snipped up and made more palatable, I guess. So anyway, first one is I Don't Want to Keep You Hid. We'll play that, and then I'll play another one after that that was written during that period of time.
After all you went and did, I don't wanna keep it quiet. I don't Send the rain. Send the rain. Let your righteousness rain down. Let your holiness abound. Let the people know your truth. Let salvation bear its fruit. Lord, we're living in a dry and thirsty land. So we ask you once again, send the rain, send the rain, send the rain, let your righteousness rain down, let your salvation bear its fruit. Lord, we're living in a dry and thirsty land. So we ask you once again, send the rain.
Listen to a podcast / radio show called Me and My 88 Friends. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. This episode is airing online and dropping on Spotify on Mother's Day weekend 2022. If your mother's alive, I want to encourage you just to give her a call, go see her, hug her, let her know how much she means to you. If she is already deceased, why don't you sit down sometime this weekend, just for a few moments, and ponder and think about the things that you learned from your mom. I have worked in the field of adoptions for many years, writing home studies and interviewing people who want to adopt. One of the questions I always ask them is, what values did your mom and dad impart to you? What did you learn from your mom? Proverbs talks about the same thing, that We should remember the things that our mother and our father taught us. I want to share just for a few moments a conversation that my mother, who died about 20 years ago, had with me the night before I went to college. It was late at night. My dad had already gone to bed. We had to leave the next morning to drive the 700 miles to Indiana. But my mom came in the living room where I was watching TV, and she said, "I need to talk to you privately." So I turned the TV off, and she began to tell me a story that I was never aware of until that time. I knew that she had had a hard time in her pregnancy with me, but I didn't know the whole story. What had happened was that my oldest sister was born normally. She was a very large baby, and it damaged my mom's uterus, partly because she was given medication to induce labor, and she was given too much, and the baby came out very hard and fast. After that time, she had a terrible time keeping a pregnancy. She had 5 miscarriages after giving birth to my older sister, and then they adopted my middle sister. After they did that, my mom got pregnant again with all the complications and problems she had had before. She told me that night in the living room that her doctor came to her, and he was a good doctor, but he came to her and expressed concern about this pregnancy. He told her that he had been to a medical conference in Atlanta and had spoken with 5 different obstetricians. And it was the unanimous feeling of all of them that she should not do any heroics to try to keep this baby, that it was a foregone conclusion that she would probably miscarry. And it would be better for her physically and emotionally if she just went about her business and let nature take its course. Well, my mom didn't do that. She went to bed and lay on her back for about 6 months trying to keep this baby from miscarrying. The baby was me, of course. One night, on a Sunday night, my father, who was the song leader at our church, was at church, and he had taken the 2 girls to church with him. And she began to go through all the motions of miscarrying me. And she told me that she got out of bed and got on her knees and prayed to God, just like Hannah in the Bible, and said, "Lord, if you will let this baby live, I dedicate this baby to you, to use in however way you see fit." After that prayer, the symptoms stopped, and later she gave birth to me. I was premature. As sweet as this story sounds, she did tell me that I was the ugliest baby she ever saw in her life. I've forgiven her for that insult. But anyway, true to her prayer, at a very early age, I came to Christ. And when I was about 10 years old, I knew that he had called me to speak his word. And every time I do this show, every time I sit down at the piano to sing in public, every time I preach, sooner or later, my mind goes back to my mother, who thought I was valuable enough to fight for and who did whatever it took to keep me from miscarrying. Her doctor had good intentions. He was concerned for her emotional state, her physical state. But here I am today talking to you about the goodness of God, because my mother gave me to God before I was even born and fought for me when I was in the womb and about to miscarry. So I honor her today on this Mother's Day weekend. And I want to play a song now by my band called "The Night That Changed My Life." This song also gives honor to my mother because she was the one who prayed with me
to receive Christ. Here's the night that changed my life.
No, I never wrote down the days, but I can take you to the spot where the Lord reached down from heaven and he came into my heart. I believe it was early summer. I was still a child when I heard Jesus call me, and I walked down the aisle. My mother knelt beside me. Oh, I remember it to this day. You know, she put her arm around me and she began to pray. Then my tears started falling, for I was praying too. Then she asked, do you feel better now? And I smiled and I said, I do. Oh, it never made the local paper or the early morning. Just an ordinary meeting of the midweek faithful few. But in heaven the scene was joyous. The angels started to sing. Oh, I believe they did. And the Father and Son, they smiled at the faith of a little child. That was the night that changed my life. I was kneeling on holy ground. That was the night that changed my life. It was the night that changed my life.
I want to play now my favorite song of all the songs the Lord has given me to write over the years. The most famous song that I've written is The Anchor Holds. And that song will always be very, very special to me. But I think this song is even more important. It's called At the Foot of the Cross. Everything we have in life is a result of the love of God that was displayed on the cross. So I thank God for this band of mine. We have been playing this together off and on, and this is our version of At the Foot of the Cross.
At
from a distance, and they would not take their eyes from you. You were bleeding, they were weeping, faithful sisters. They had followed you, they could not understand, they could not see. They were mourning their loss, and the sky turned black as the earth turned red at the foot of the cross. He was standing near your mother. They were so close, they could hear you sighing. Darkness, and you were dying, but they would not leave. They lingered there, no matter the cause. They were staying, they were praying at the foot of the cross. I'm forgiven, Mr. Savior. I worship you. I'm not looking back. I've heard your voice. Staying here, I've made my choice, and it's real. And I kneel at the foot of the cross. Sing it as a little child. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Each time that I would hear it, it would make me smile. I didn't understand what it meant back then. It was just a favorite childhood hymn. Now it's real. Now I kneel at the foot of the cross. And Jesus, keep me near the cross. I want to stay near the cross. May I never stray so far that I cannot see. To me at the foot of
Thank you for listening to this episode of Me and My 88 Friends. And special thanks to my band, Keith Hamrick, Brian Hoogenboom, Jason Dowdy, and Russell James, for providing the music for this show. Hope you'll listen to us next week. God bless.
Me and my 88 friends, me and my 88 friends, I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one-man band, I'm their number one fan. Me and my 88, me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends, me and my 88 friends. Some are black, some are white, they are precious in my sight. Some are quiet, some are loud, some stand out in a crowd. Me and my 88, me and my 88 friends.